Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, the 20th of June, 2012. The solstice is upon us. Summer solstice, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. And it also is the most powerful of the news talk stations in Tucson. KVOI has some great reach. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and we post the show to three websites, to my website, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com. All have our show available for you 24/7, anytime, anywhere. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. We will get things rolling with our candidate interview series. Today we'll meet Republican Ethan Orr, state representative candidate in the newly formed District 9. 20 minutes past the hour, comet discoverer David Levy will join us. Then 30 minutes past the hour, 25 common mistakes made by businesses. We'll break down the list with certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers. We encourage you to be a part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can also submit questions on our Facebook page. And we begin with our ongoing candidate series on the show, introducing our listeners to the candidates running for office in the upcoming Arizona primary election in late August. In District 9, which runs from Interstate 10 on the north side of town, east through the Catalina foothills and the Casas Adobes neighborhood into Midtown Tucson and Sabino Canyon. There are three Democrats and one Republican vying for two open seats created in the House when State Representative Steve Farley moved into the Senate race and Representative Bruce Wheeler found himself in another district. The three Democrats are Mohar Sidwa, Dustin Cox, and Victoria Steele, and the lone Republican in the race is with us in studio today on the Buckmaster Show. He is Ethan Orr. He has worked as Director for Economic and Community Development for the City of South Tucson and now is the Executive Director of Linkages, a nonprofit organization developing job training programs for the homeless and mentally disabled. Mr. Orr, thanks for being with us. Nathan, good to see you.
Bill, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to get into this race. This is your first stab at politics.
Yes, it is. You know, one of the things that's important to me is that Tucson is well represented, that we're represented intelligently, and that people from Tucson can carry our issues and articulate them well in Phoenix. Also, when I look at what happens up in Phoenix, I see the need for more and more leadership. The issues we face need people who are willing to reach across the aisle and bring all the groups together.
Your big issue is economic development and jobs, and that is very apropos right now.
Yeah, yes, it is. One of the things that I'm very proud of, I've been the executive director for 8.5 years, and we've set up some very innovative private-public partnerships. In fact, last year, I helped 713 people find work, my staff and I, and that is a population that most people have given up on.
The percentage of people in the mentally disabled area that you're dealing with, it's of those people finding jobs when you took over was very low, wasn't it?
Very low. We talked a little bit about the percentages nationally. People with disabilities, you're looking at a 70% unemployment rate, and we're making our mark in Arizona to change that.
Ethan Orr is with us. He is a candidate for state legislature. What can you do to create more jobs here in this community?
Well, a couple things. When I was at the Office of Economic Development for Tucson, I brought them the Empowerment Zone, and I watched companies leave and come here, and I helped bring companies here. And it came down to two things, our tax structure and our workforce. Take the Slim Fast plant, which left for some corporate reasons, but also I helped them try and staff, and I could not find the workforce they needed. That's why the JTED, the Joint Technological Education District, is so important to me, as is changing up the way that we do education to encourage dual enrollment between K-12 and community colleges.
And we keep hearing this is such an unfriendly business climate, and some recent surveys have shown city of Tucson is very low when it comes to other cities as a business climate. But I think part of it is finding qualified workforce.
Absolutely. And I think the workforce is key. You have to have an education that works. Richard Florida, who is a nationally renowned author, did a lot of work on the new economy, and he found that 80 to 85% of the future jobs are going to be knowledge-based jobs. That's in aerospace, optics, defense industries, where we have our competitive advantage. But even the base industries like mining, you need a highly skilled workforce.
You've been talking to some of the leadership up in Phoenix. Well, how do they view Tucson?
You know, at this point, not positively. But I want to work with, I think, Jonathan Rothschild, our new mayor, is going to be a very good mayor. I want to work with him, and I want to work with anyone else who will work with me in the city to change that image. When I was the director at the city of South Tucson, I was very good at recruiting businesses, partially because I could sit down with the building instructor, the planning director, and I could bring in the business development. We would make something that worked for the neighborhood, and we'd get the project done.
You're a Tucson native and third-generation Arizonan. You believe in this this town and this area. And how are you structuring your campaign? And tell us a little bit about District 9, what the percentage is. It's a competitive district now under redistricting, isn't it?
It's a highly competitive district. And I was actually drawn in a different district, and it was a very tough decision for me to move out of a district where I had, if I won the primary, I had a very easy general. And ultimately, the final decision came to me. I remember walking around saying, this is the district I grew up in. I want to represent my home. I want to represent Tucson. No offense to Pinal County, I don't want to represent them. I want to represent my home. And so that's why I moved in here. 54% of the district, Casa Adobes and the Foothills, is actually a Republican-majority area. It's the 37% that is in Midtown that is a 2-to-1 Democrat to Republican advantage. However, I think because I worked for a Democratic city councilwoman and I understand the neighborhood and the transportation issues, I think I'll be very competitive.
We're speaking with Ethan Orr. He is a Republican running in the for the House of Representatives. There'd be a four-way race, 3 Democrats and 1 Republican for 2 open seats in the newly created District 9. Let's go back a little bit about these jobs that you helped find these people work, these people who are homeless and the developmentally disabled, a very difficult population to find work for these people. What was the key to getting these people employed?
You know, I think the key is understanding the business need. A perfect example, back in 2008, when we had an economy. We had an economy once, we'll have it again. I sat down with Safeway, and they had 200 open jobs in this region. And I had, like I said, 70% unemployment among people developmentally disabled. And so what I did is I actually got them to build training centers. So at the Beacon Group here in town, and then I have 1 in Flagstaff at Goodwill, and then I have 3 in the Phoenix area. We're working on our 6th one. They've built a mini Safeway store. I have 2 cash registers. I have all the product. It's all the posters. And we take developmentally disabled students from Amphi and Tanca Verde and the vocational rehabilitation system, and job coaches teach them how to be cashiers, how to work in the store. Last year, Safeway hired almost 100 people statewide. The grocery store industry hired almost 150. They end up being employees of the month. They're fabulous workers. So if you're in a grocery store, 1, say thank you. Mm-hmm. And 2, if you see a developmentally disabled person helping you, the odds are my program trained them.
Tell me a bit about Linkages.
Linkages was actually created. It was created by the business leaders like Jim Click and Raytheon. But it was also created by the CEOs of all the agencies here in town, Goodwill, Beacon. And they said, we need to work together. And so in 1996, they created Linkages, and I'm the outreach and marketing arm for the entire community of people supporting disabled people with disabilities. I also work, like I said, I help them programmatically. In Yuma, we set up, I call it a fast-track program, where I got 7 agencies to come together for the call center down there, and we take people with a mental illness, and we have a 2-week intensive call center training program. Of my graduates, 80% of them get jobs.
How about some of the other issues you're concerned with?
One of the big ones, obviously, is education. But you know, something that, and it's odd, people aren't paying attention to is water. on a statewide level, water, I think, is probably the most critical long-term issue that our city and our state is going to face. I think water banking is a very good policy that it's currently in place to protect our Colorado River allocation, but I'd want to push a lot more for conservation, and I'd even like to see something in terms of grants for retrofitting old homes, because that's really where your worst water waste is.
When you're going door to door in this 107 degree heat, people are probably telling you, when you ask them what's on your mind, they're probably saying, do something about our roads.
Yes, they are. The two issues, when I go, they talk about roads, which I obviously, and I've talked to members of the House and Senate already, that want to restore the HURF, the Highway User Revenue Funds, to this county. It's not a huge amount, but it's a symbolic amount. You're looking $7, $8 million a year. I think we absolutely need to work together. I'd love to see an even more comprehensive plan come out of the RTA, where we're saying, okay, look, you're on the east side. If we do these grade-separated interchanges, whatever it is, we will get you to Midtown and shave off this amount of time. I think we need that kind of very regional approach. I think the RTA was an excellent start. I also hear a lot about crime.
And what about that area?
One of the things, in the Grant Alvernon area particularly, which is in my district, we have very high crime rates. And what the people are excited to hear about is, when I was at the city of South Tucson, I worked very closely with Chief Brewer and then Sexto Molina. And we did a lot with geo-based policing, where I could target specific crime houses, but also we call it the broken windows theory of justice. And I applied those very closely with the chief, and we saw a dramatic decrease in crime. And we also were able to get the businesses to buy us a bike patrol, and I even got funding to start a SWAT team. So I understand the crime issues. I've talked to TPD and Pima County Sheriffs about that.
Can you take a quick question from from one of our listeners? Slip this headset on here,
Okay. Please.
You're on with Ethan Orr. Go ahead.
Yes, the question was about sexual harassment of the mentally disabled individuals. I know that Linkages has done some work with that. I was wondering what Ethan's role in the past has been with dealing with sexual harassment of mentally disabled individuals.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Ethan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I obviously, I don't think it's a good thing. And if there's a specific company that has that issue, I would certainly need to take that offline to protect that company.
Of course, of course. But you're always available, right?
Yes, I am. And so have the caller is welcome to call me on my cell phone or at the Linkages office. But to protect the companies, we work with nearly 200 companies.
Okay.
To protect those companies, I certainly can't divulge any HR issues.
Oh, of course. Ethan, how are you going to be taking your campaign? I've seen signs already up in the Foothills area.
Yes. I feel very good about it. One of the things that I see is a lot of groups that typically wouldn't support Republicans, I'm finding support at the Black Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, even people with mental illness, NAMI. I'm finding people coming out of those groups supporting my campaign, because I'm running a positive campaign that is very much pro-Tucson.
Okay, and folks can get more at your website. Is that ethanforhouse.com?
That is, ethanforhouse.com.
All right, thanks a lot, Ethan Orr, for being with us. We continue with the Buckmaster Show. Comet Discoverer David Levy talking about the summer solstice. That's next on our show.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Well, 21, this is the Buckmaster Show. Support for this program comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. This afternoon, we officially move from spring into summer. It is the summer solstice. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is our contributor on science, Dr. David Levy. He's the former science editor of Parade magazine. He now heads up, and he is the founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. David's one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He's discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9. That's the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. David is an Emmy Award-winning writer. He's the author or editor of 35 books and other products, and he's generally all-around nice guy. Dr. David Levy. David, how are you?
Well, fine, thanks, Bill. The introduction gets more interesting each time.
It gets a little longer each time,
yeah,
I know.
Thank you.
Summer solstice is here. Interesting things happening for the summer sky.
Yep, and it have already happened.
Oh, Walt, it did. It did happen, huh?
Yeah, Walt Whitman wrote, "Give me the splendid silent sun with all his beams full dazzling." And they sure did dazzle on the On the 5th of June, when we saw the transit of Venus. Some of you who just went to the UA Mall or some other sites just to look at the transit possibly didn't quite understand the significance. I heard one person say it's like watching paint dry or grass grow, and that's not what it is at all. It is something that we've only seen six times in human history. The transits are separated by 8 years, but if you miss this one, don't worry about that, Bill, because the next one will be in 2117. And I don't think anybody alive today will be alive to see that one.
No, I don't think so. So you're saying that many folks just didn't understand the real significance of this transit of Venus.
And it was extremely emotional for me. I watched it with a number of people, including one, an author from Israel, Eli Maor, who near the end of the transit got a little bit sad, and he said, "You know, David, we are never going to see this again in our life." And as the sun set in the northwest, he kind of left me alone just to be with the telescope, the sinking transit, and my personal thoughts. It was really quite an impressive thing. So the next transit will be in November 21-17. Will you be still doing the show then?
Well, I hope so. I hope I'll still be doing the show tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
So, David, tell me about that eclipse. How did you like that? You went over to New Mexico, right, where it was in full view?
We were in Albuquerque. We watched it with our grandchildren and children. It was wonderful. And, again, a very emotional thing is the sun was almost completely covered by the moon in an annular eclipse. It's the first one in our generation to hit the United States. There will be a total coming up in 2017. That's something that I do hope to catch. And another one in 2024.
Where is the one in 2017?
Well, we're planning to go. It won't be here, but we're planning to go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where we will see the eclipse there, because the south end of the runway at the airport at Jackson Hole is right on the center line of the eclipse that day.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah.
How about summer solstice sky viewing? How is it?
Well, the sky has been pretty good. I know that the monsoons are knocking at the door, but they're not quite here yet. So the earliest part of the summer, I think, will be pretty good. But I do have a story that I'd like to share with you, because one of the highlights of our summer is our annual Adirondack Astronomy Retreat. That's held at the Twin Valleys Camp at run by the State University of New York at Plattsburgh. And that reminds me, the story that I wanted to share with you and your listeners today reminds me of a time when I was at that camp in 1965. And we had a, I'll try to shorten it a little bit, but we had a, we were all told to do science projects for Parents' Day that summer. And our director was very careful. He said, this is not your high school science fair. This is something I want you all to come up with, projects that are difficult, challenging, and most of all, projects that could fail. And we said, fail? What do you mean? Why do you want us to fail? He said, I don't want you to fail, but failure is the great teacher. If you everything you do is a success, you will leave the camp not really having learned a darn thing. And failure. Okay, can you hear me, Bill?
Yeah, we can hear you now,
okay.
David.
So failure is really the great teacher. And I did a project that summer that I was pretty happy with, but it kind of left me, as I remember, my memory says that I left that summer feeling a little bit unfinished. And that fall, two Japanese amateur astronomers discovered a comet that became the Great Comet of 1965. And one morning on my way to school, I was walking to school and it suddenly hit me. I want to discover a comet. That was the project that I started as a result of the 1965 season at the science camp that I was at.
Wow.
It started on December the 17th of that year, and it's still going on today.
And you're still looking to the sky, looking now for that elusive 24th, that even two dozen comets.
It certainly is elusive, and I probably will never find it, Bill. But it's the search that's so important and so much fun for me.
Oh, I don't know by saying probably. I would say probably you will find it. You've been very successful in the past. For those of us that love to look at the sky,
yeah.
Give us a little bit of an idea what we should be looking at for the summer season.
Well, the big thing are the meteors. In late July, we have the Delta Aquarid meteor shower, which is one of the biggies, and the beauty about that is that about half of the Delta Aquarids that you'll see out in a dark country sky will be early. Perseids represent the next shower that's coming on the 11th and 12th of August. That is the meteor shower that led to John Denver's famous song, Rocky Mountain Time.
Rocky Mountain High?
Rocky Mountain High,
yeah. But as far as looking to the sky with the constellations, what's prominent up there?
Well, Jupiter is coming up. I've been seeing it coming up in the east just after dawn, and so is Venus already. We just had the transit a couple of weeks ago, and you can see Venus in the morning sky already in the dawn, in the hour before sunrise. It comes up. It's very, very bright. So if you see two bright objects in the morning sky as you're getting up in the morning, and you see the morning dawn at about 4:30 in the morning, you'll see Jupiter is the fainter one, Venus is by far the brighter one. So that's definitely something to enjoy.
Yes, it is. 4:30 in the morning as we go out to take that morning walk before the summer heat sets in. David Levy, very best to you and your lovely wife, Wendy. Have a great day.
Thank you, and I look forward to talking with you next month.
Thank you very much. David Levy on the Buckmaster Show. As we come up now to 30 minutes past the hour, are you a business owner or do you want to be one? 25 common mistakes. I think the next half hour could be very informative and possibly save you some money. Stick around on the Buckmaster Show.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As a House panel nears a vote on whether to cite Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt, some angry words are being exchanged over the White House decision to invoke executive privilege in the Fast and Furious gun-running investigation. President Obama's campaign says it expects the president to become the first incumbent to be outspent by his opponent. Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed is open to purchasing more Treasury bonds to lower long-term interest rates and boost growth if the economy should worsen. A Pennsylvania jury has heard from 8 of Jerry Sandusky's accusers, but will not hear from Sandusky himself. Defense lawyers for the former Penn State assistant coach rested today without calling him to the stand. Closing arguments tomorrow. More details at srnnews.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we approach 12:34. And this portion of our program is brought to you by our friends at Adobe House Antiques. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest stopping by this place on North Campbell. It's a delight. They specialize in early 20th century European and American Western art. Adobe House Antiques, 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. Well, if you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting your business, as I did about, seems like a long time ago, Michael C. Flowers, but a year and a half or so ago, I pretty much learned what to do and what not to do flying by the seat of my pants, and I wish I had had some of these 25 common mistakes made by businesses before I started my business. Michael, good to see you.
Great to see you, Bill.
Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, is with us, and Michael has just published a list of these common mistakes by businesses. You know, first of all, being a CPA, and we do appreciate your support of this program. Of course, your busy season was the tax season, but a CPA does a lot more, at least your particular firm does a lot more than just doing tax returns.
Yeah, I think the tax return is the end result as opposed to the starting point. And in our office, somebody like yourself that comes to us needs some advice. Should I be a corporation? Should I be a partnership? How do I set up my business? What type of accounting, bookkeeping? What about payroll tax? What about the myriad of questions that a new business owner goes through? We assist very much in that process. And then with an existing business, we try to make sure that they're paying the least amount of taxes possible, that their business is worth the most it can be worth when they go to sell it. We try to transition the business. So a business is like a human being. They have a normal life cycle, if you would, a startup, a middle, a beginning, and an end, unfortunately. And hopefully the end is not going bankrupt, but selling the business to a successful person that's going to take over the business.
Let's begin with what you put at the top of the list, incorrect choice of entity. What do you mean by that?
Well, I would hope your listeners are somewhat familiar with the various business entities. You can be a sole proprietor, you can be a partnership, you can be a regular corporation, or you can be an S corporation. What many people do is they go see an attorney. The attorney says, geez, you should be an LLC. And I would say probably 90% of the new businesses we've seen over the last 3 or 4 years have been structured as an LLC. When I ask the client, how is your LLC taxed? They, of course, answer as an LLC, which is a 100% incorrect answer. An LLC can be taxed as any of those business entities. You can be taxed as a sole proprietor, again, a partnership if there's two members in the LLC. If you make the proper election with the IRS, you can tell them you want to be taxed as a corporation, or as we often recommend, that they make the appropriate election to be taxed as an S-corp. So many of our clients are structured as an LLC entity, choosing to be taxed as an S-corporation.
It gets confusing, and so you formed your LLC, and then you do have to decide about the S-corporation. What is an S-corporation?
Well, an S-corporation is just an entity that's recognized by the IRS. From the general legal community and from a lawsuit standpoint, if you get sued as an LLC, you're going to be sued as an LLC. However, when you go to file your tax return, there's a methodology to tell the IRS, I want to file my tax return as if I'm an S corporation. The benefits of an LLC are generally, most importantly, that you're protected from general liability to a certain extent. If you set up as a business as a sole proprietor and you happen to get sued within the business, let's say I started a business with $5,000 and sold shoes or did some sort of retail type business. If one of my clients got hurt or broke their leg or fell through the window and sued me for $1 million, I could literally, for a $5,000 investment, lose $1 million.
Wow.
And that's the scary part. What's even worse is if I decide to be a partnership, and if I only had $5,000, but Rich Bill Buckmaster, my partner, had $1 million.
I wish, right?
Right. The person would not only sue me, but they would sue you as my partner because we're in a partnership, and a partnership generally provides no legal liability protection. So if they happened to win the lawsuit, they could get $1 million from you, you would theoretically sue me for my $500,000. But if I didn't have it, you could be a silent partner in a business, and all of a sudden you lost $1 million. So we're very, very much in favor of an LLC structure.
It really does give you some protection.
It does. In the situation, if I had a shoe store and if I was sued for not my own actions but something my business did, generally the lawsuit is limited to my business assets, which could be my calculator and my briefcase and my cell phone, or if I had some inventory, possibly some inventory, but it doesn't get into my personal assets, my stock portfolio, my pension plans, my house, my cars, my all the assets that we've come to know and love. So it's really important that you do set up a business structure. And generally, it's either an LLC or a corporation. An LLC has a lot less paperwork and is a lot less informal as far as keeping track and doing all the appropriate things to keep your LLC in compliance with the LLC rules.
You say here failure to do planning to save self-employment taxes is one of the common mistakes.
Well, again, if I was a sole proprietor and let's say I made $100,000 in a given business, when I go to see my CPA, if I didn't see him all during the year and wasn't a CPA like us where we were in constant contact and filled out my tax return, the CPA would surprise that business owner with not only do you owe income tax at approximately 30%, $30,000, but because you were a sole proprietor, the IRS deems that to be self-employment income. And as a result, that person would have to pay an additional 15.3%.
That's huge. That's a double whammy.
So you're at 45% mm-hmm. tax bracket instead of a 30% tax bracket, and it's absolutely horrendous. I've had clients that have come to us from other non-CPAs or bookkeeping-type services, and they've been a sole proprietor. And, you know, for 3 or 4 years, they can cost their business $15,000 a year. That's $50,000. We immediately then make a recommendation that they put the assets in an LLC and have the LLC taxed as an S corporation. If they were taxed as an S corporation, then that same exact business that made $100,000, and let's say we paid the owner $30,000, that business would only pay self-employment tax on the $30,000, which would be about $4,500, as opposed to the sole proprietor who paid $15,000. So that's a $10,000 savings. That's more than a lot of people's house payments, and certainly an adequate payment for a really nice car at $700 or $800 a month. So it's really substantial in terms of what you do and how you pay your taxes. And what's amazing is exactly similar businesses that have the exact same set of P&L will pay two different amounts to the IRS, and all for a simple matter of not getting the appropriate advice with the appropriate CPA.
It is important. Michael C. Flowers is with us, certified public accountants with the firm Flowers, Rieger & Associates. They are located at 2919 East Broadway. Coming up now on 1242 on the Buckmaster Show, if you have a business question, Michael would love to take it. 790-2040, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. You know, when it comes to the, there are all sorts of important things to think about. Missed opportunities in selecting a tax fiscal year and versus the calendar year. People automatically assume that a business is going to work on a calendar year.
If you elect to be an S corporation, the IRS has deemed that to have to be a December year end. What an S corporation, let's talk about the difference between an S corporation and a C corporation, which not many people are as familiar with. A regular corporation is what most of the Fortune 500, Apple, IBM, et cetera, that's how they're structured. And those type entities pay corporate taxes, and then they pay dividends to the shareholder. As a small business, it's impossible, or generally impossible, to bear the double taxation that a regular corporation causes because, again, that business that made $100,000, if that was formed as a corporation, the corporation would pay approximately $20,000, $30,000 in tax. If there was $70,000 there then left and the owner decided to take that out in salary, he would pay self-employment tax as well as regular income tax on that. So you could be in a 50-60% bracket in terms of total taxes by incorrectly deciding to be a C corporation versus an S corporation. The advantage of the S corporation is it provides the liability protection that a regular corporation does. But more importantly, when it comes to income taxes, the IRS allows the shareholder to pay any income tax on their personal return as opposed to being subject to double taxation, which is a tremendous benefit. As a result of that, there are certain restrictions on the S-Corp, including they generally just want U.S. citizens to have that privilege. If you are a non-U.S. citizen, they don't want you to say you're going to pay the taxes personally and then they can't find you or they can't track you down. So you do need to be a U.S. citizen, and the shareholders need to be individuals as opposed to corporations or partnerships or other type business entities, because, again, the individual is the one who's supposed to pay the income tax on that.
Michael C. Flowers is with us. We'll continue after we take a break. 25 common mistakes made by businesses. Michael is here now, and if you would like to call in with your business question or anything related to what we've been discussing, 790-2040, 790-2040. The Buckmaster Show will continue right after this.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Coming up now on 1248, and this portion of our program brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Arts, hiking, birding, exploring the Mugione Ghost Town, Silver City's historic downtown, and the Cliff Dwellings National Monument. What a great spot that is. Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Makes a great cool weekend getaway this summer. Just 3.5 hours east of Tucson to the mile-high elevation Silver City. Plenty of great accommodations like Gila Hot Springs Ranch. Find out more about Silver City, Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, is with us. We are talking about 25 common mistakes made by businesses. Michael, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line right now. Ken has a question for us about small business. Go ahead, Ken.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My business, I'm just self-employed, and my income has been like less than $10,000 a year. And I know one's not supposed to do it, but I've had to take money out of my retirement,
ooh,
you know, in order to pay my mortgage and so on.
Well, that's tough.
And I've heard that there's some allowance where, you know, if you have X amount of income that they won't tax you with such a high rate. Is there anything along that line?
Are you married with children? Or?
No, I'm single.
You got the worst of all worlds,
oh,
unfortunately, Ken. You're single. You have a business where you're going to pay not only income tax but self-employment tax. And then in addition, you have this pension. Are you – you sound like a younger man. If you're over 59 and a half, you will at least not have to pay a penalty on your pension withdrawals.
Yes, I have a year and a half before I can get there.
So if you're currently 58 and you took money out of a pension plan, it's unfortunate, but that's subject to a 10% penalty, as well as it'll be subject to your regular income tax bracket.
Correct.
So to the extent you can borrow money in any fashion or use your credit cards with the idea that you would repay them in a year and a half from now, or if you could get a line of credit from a family member or a bank, it may be more prudent to use those funds because you would not incur taxes and a 10% penalty. And then when you do turn 59 and a half, you could take the money out of your pension, repay that, and you would avoid the 10% penalty. And maybe by then your business may have done a little bit better.
I understand. So it's just like finding a source where I have to pay the least amount of interest.
Yeah. Well, the interest, I would pay the most amount of interest to avoid the income tax. If you paid 15% interest, which seems outrageous, you're only talking $1,500 on a $10,000 loan. So interest is really important on large amounts of money, but on smaller amounts of money, and I don't mean to be mean to belittle a small amount of money, but you know the difference between 8% and 15% is $700 annualized, which is $60 a month. And if you could save $1,000 or $2,000 in taxes for $60 a month, that seems to be a pretty good bet.
Thank you, Ken, for joining us on the Buckmaster Show. Ken calling us on 790-2040, 790-2040. Michael C. Flowers of the CPA firm Flowers and Rieger Associates is with us. We've been talking about 25 common mistakes made by businesses. We haven't hit the long list of failures here. I think there's about 10 in a row. Michael, you want to kind of summarize some of these failures to provide adequate capitalization?
Yeah, well, a lot of businesses, you know, like maybe this gentleman, in addition, when you start your business, and we've seen it with restaurants a lot, where all the money goes to the improvements to the restaurant and all the hard costs, and a lot of businesses forget, once the business is open, that's when the expenses start as well, the grand opening, the advertising, the insurance, the payroll tax, the payroll, et cetera, and a lot of people unfortunately don't do the adequate upfront planning in terms of a business. And if I have $20,000 and a business is going to cost $30,000 to open and run, it's really not a great idea to start the business. And we see that constantly with much larger numbers where people may have $100,000 and they needed $200,000. And one of the other items in here, Bill mentions the failure to budget and forecast. And before I really started a business, I would like you know, my clients at least do a fairly formal business type plan. How much capital is it going to take? What are the first year sales? When are the expenses? And almost month by month determine what their P&L is going to look like and what type of cash flow they're going to need and what kind of funds are they going to need to supplement the business.
So people really need to do some adequate and necessary tax planning, don't they?
Well, the tax planning is in addition to that, but the first structure is, do I have enough money to start the business? And quite often I hear, well, I'm going to go to the bank and borrow that. And if you haven't heard yet, folks, the banks aren't loaning money as much as they have in the past to new business owners, and it's very restricted. If you have equity in your home and you have a strong personal financial statement and you guarantee the loan, in fact, pretty much every business loan we've seen most recently has been personally guaranteed by the owner. So it's not the 1980 days where I'll go to the bank, they'll give me a loan, and if the business fails, I won't have to repay the bank. So, and the sources of funding are much more restricted, and most banks want to see a business actually operating for at least a couple of years.
How about this, keeping an arm's length with owners and family members?
Yeah, there's certain transactions, like if you're going to sell real estate within the family or hire somebody at a very low wage or a very high wage, the IRS looks at that with scrutiny. For example, if you put your 9-year-old son on the payroll for $40,000 a year because you want him to be in a lower tax bracket, that may not be a great strategy. Same thing with your wife. If you're trying to put her on the payroll so you can fund the pension plan, that may or may not work. So a lot of businesses, you know, or sometimes the parents will say, well, I own the business for 30 years. I'm just going to give it to my son with no compensation or consideration. The IRS is going to impute a value there potentially, or at a minimum, force the parents to file a gift tax return. So again, that's why we're CPAs. That's why we have a full year, full round business. Is it's always good to take the extra time to talk to a CPA. It's very easy on the front end to correct things. It's very difficult after they've been done to unwind them.
And a CPA does a lot more, and we mentioned this at the beginning of the half hour. It's not just about, you know, tax returns and dressing up in. I know you don't do this, dress up in a costume around tax.
Yeah, we've given up our costumes. No, a CPA is licensed by the state of Arizona. We have malpractice insurance. Thank God we've never had to utilize that, but we have to have a college education. We have to have 2 years' experience. We have to pass a CPA exam. And CPAs are the only ones that are regulated by the Arizona State Board of Accountancy. So if there is some sort of issue or some sort of concern, there is a state organization that monitors CPAs, whereas an accounting or a nationally franchised tax service does not fall under the same scrutiny that a CPA does. And a CPA analogy is more like a doctor versus a nurse, and no disrespect to doctors or nurses, but a doctor is a licensed professional, has to go to college and pass exams, et cetera. And as a CPA, we're in the same type of profession where it's highly regulated, and we do need to have adequate education. We're also required to have 40 hours of education each year in order to maintain our certificate. And when you think of 40 hours of education, that's fairly substantial. I've been doing this for about 30 years. That's about 1,200 hours of education in addition to my practical business experience for 30 years.
And you mentioned doctors and nurses, and of course nurses have to go to a lot of training too.
Oh yeah, nurses as well.
We don't want to put down the nurses.
No, yes. That's why I said that. Yeah. I didn't mean that. But but anybody can be a bookkeeper. Anybody can be an accountant. There are no government regulations relative to a tax preparer or an accountant, although they're starting to put on certain restrictions for preparing tax returns, but they're starting to come into play in the future.
Folks can talk to you, call you up, and see if there's if you want to move forward with it or what. When people call up, they've got questions.
Bill, what I'd like to offer you and your listeners is the free half-hour consultation. We mentioned that to our client base, but anybody that mentions the Bill Buckmaster Show, just call me in my office, 327-8706. I'd be more than happy to talk to you. And again, we'll do that on a no-charge basis just to see, does your business make sense, and to look at your tax return, to do a myriad of things. But in a a half hour to an hour, we cover a lot of ground, and I've done this, again, for the last 30 years and really efficient at it.
And if you didn't get that phone number, there is a live link on buckmastershow.com, our website, to Flowers, Rieger & Associates, and that will get you in touch with Michael C. Flowers. Michael, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
We want to tell you that bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, and we're delighted to have it. Who doesn't need bottled water on a day like this, right? Culligan, offering the best drinking water and largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business, including water softeners and water filtration systems. We're also brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates, certified public accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it today for the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday edition. We'll be back with you on Thursday tomorrow at 12:04. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.